Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Kids, hey, welcome aboard on this first day of April 2016. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 FM in beautiful, busy rustling Tufts University, and we're getting about ready for the parade to start. I want to introduce my constituents here that are gonna ride this parade along with us. Yes. Sitting across from me, of course, is the beautiful Tina Marie. In absence, in the probably in the can, would be the funny man, Mr. Chris Ridgway. And of course, to my right, the wonderful, unofficial, of course, I'd like to call him the official mayor of Medford. The wonderful... Yeah, see? Yeah. They know Frankie.
Wonderful.
Frankie and Bergamo.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we're just about to get Guido's limo, Guido's limousine service, mm-hmm. right out of Medford. So, hit them up. You know, they're very reasonable. Oh, they're going to be taking... Mr. Mbagamo around the parade route, and he's going to call in with, every spot he stops at and let us know how the parade's going. So you kids haven't come down here yet. It's just about getting ready to start. A little late, yes. All right.
Woo!
Hey,
see,
they're digging us. They're digging us out here. On the corner.
Big crowd out there. Big crowd.
Well, that whistle's for me.
All right. Ooh. Of course it was. Well, it could have been for Frankie. You don't know.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Get in the limo, Frankie. You're taking my spotlight.
Anyways, we're going to do the show as regular, but we are going to, go along with the whole parade route, and we're going to make this day a great day for everybody. If you haven't come down here yet, it's just getting started. Bring your lawn chair. Bring your coolers. Bring the kids. Bring the neighbors' kids. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? And, we'll be right back in a couple minutes. It's not raining, so which is a good thing. It's 63 degrees. We're getting started, kids. All right, you take us out, Tina Marie. You tell the kids what we are listening to.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
That's right, kids. We'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you. One more year and then you'd be happy. But you're crying now.
All right, welcome back, kids. Wow. What's going on? Oh, there it is. Sorry, I had your mics off. Wow, this parade's really kicking. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Giddy Up Kids here at 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And we're in Tufts University. Wow, the bands are starting. Everything's kicking. There's kids buying balloons. There's clowns everywhere.
It's crazy around here.
It is. Oh, and welcome aboard, as I said earlier. to the beautiful Tina Marie, the funny man, Christopher Ridgway, and our man on the street, the unofficial mayor of Medford, Frankie Ambergamo. And we're about to send him out on the street to check the parade route.
Mm-hmm.
Guido's Limousine is the official sponsor of the annual springtime parade here at Tufts. And, of course, the Grandmasters here, the Giddy Up crew, we are very honored and privileged to be part of this.
And anxiously awaiting Jumbo the Third.
We are
I cannot contain myself.
That's right. That's right. Anxiously awaiting Jumbo the Elephant. It started here on Boston. It's going to go up to Winthrop Street, to Curtis, to Professor's Row, left on College Ave. It's going to come right up College Ave and right where we are, and head on down to Alumni Field, where they will all, you know, the bands will disassemble, and the animals and the clowns will take off all their garb, and then it's party time.
The animals will be disrobing.
We are very honored to be part of this great day here at Tufts University for the springtime parade.
Woo! I want to interject a personal comment. So
absolutely.
I'm going to take off my funny man hat, and I just want to recollect 1976 when I was a child.
Yes.
When I attended this parade for the first time. It was the first live parade I ever had a chance to see. Most of the time, you just saw them on television, and just that experience. I really want you people to come out here, bring your children.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your lounge chairs.
Everything. Lounge chairs, children.
Coolers, whatever.
Whatever.
With juice boxes in it.
With juice boxes. That's we don't want to advocate anything illegal here, or that will go against the law. This is a family-friendly event.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I'll never forget as a child in 76, seeing it for the first time. I really highly recommend that, you know, Paul, if you want to go over the route again, that you folks do come down and check it out. It's
absolutely
quite the spectacle.
I have no problem doing that. Well, the route is Boston. It started here in Boston, right up to Winthrop, to Curtis Street, right around Curtis Hall there, left on Professor's Ave, Professor's Row, excuse me, left on College Ave, right back down towards us. And, of course, it will end on Alumni Field, which is great.
Beautiful.
Oh! Look who's up! That's right. Representing the Latino crowd in Tufts here is the, what are they called? The La Francisco Carnival. Their band, yes. And they're all dressed in feathers and owl masks. And this,
wow, they juggle pretty good, huh?
I just wish they are very colorful people.
With the feathers on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I wish we had this on television. This is quite the sight to see, especially if you're watching in high definition.
And it's great to see the kids being very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Buy a clown balloon. By the way, we have an array of clowns here today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Clowns you would never expect. And we are privileged to have such great, great clowns as Bozo.
Yes.
Of course, you cannot have a parade or actually any birthday party or event without Bozo the Clown. Yes, sir.
He is the clown.
He is the clown.
That's why his middle name is the.
Mm-hmm. Bar none.
The Bozo.
Bozo.
The
I can't clown. Wait till Bozo comes
Bozo,
by.
The clown. No other one.
You think he'll sign an autograph for us up on the stage?
I hope so. I hope he takes some pictures with us.
We should call him up when he comes by.
That'd be great.
If we could
get a picture with Bozo.
I have my selfie stick ready.
Oh. So, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but I guess he and Willie Whistle finally reconciled. The feud
Willie,
is ended.
It is ended because Willie Whistle will be hand in hand with Bozo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Little Frank Ambarouche.
Yep. Woo!
Right?
Double picture.
When I pulled that out of the clown bag.
And Dana Hersey.
Was it Dana Hersey?
I have a fan in the audience.
Bozo. He was Bozo. Yeah.
Frank Ambarouche.
I apologize.
You know, he had a brother named Nozo.
Nozo.
Yeah, that was his brother.
Nozo the clown?
He used to fill in for...
He had a big nose.
No, he used to fill in for... Yeah, the big nose. But he used to fill in for Bozo when Bozo wasn't on vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a... Thank you.
Nozo.
Oh, Mr. Ambergamo.
Wow.
With a little,
That's going back a while, you know.
When Bozo was vacationing with his wife and family in the Bahamas.
Well, that was nice.
Nozo.
Well, they used to vacation in Revere. At that time, they went to Revere Beach.
Did you see
the Italian American Riviera?
Bozo or Nozo in a, you know,
Speedo.
Speedo.
Right.
You know, all those Guidos down on Riviera Beach.
Speedo with Guido.
Go Bozo, go Bozo, go.
Bozo drove an 86 IROC.
Also, we'll have Chuckles the Clown.
Oh, nice.
Yes, way back. Ronald McDonald. It was a staple at every parade. Pennywise, who we'll try to keep, away from the children from Stephen King's It.
Ugh.
But he wanted to come, so Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown. I love Krusty.
Clowns, they're giving out some penny candy. Though.
Yes.
I love Krusty, my favorite.
And coming up the rear, and I don't mean the back of the bus, by any means, Homie the Clown from In Living Color.
Whoop, whoop.
And anyways, yeah, it's going to be a fun-filled, packed day with all kinds of great, entertainment, bands, clowns, as I said, and the balloons. The balloons should be coming by, I don't know, about 5 minutes. So we're going to...
Oh, and we don't want to forget about face painting.
No, face painting.
The clowns will be face painting.
And sometimes that might be scary for the kids to get their faces painted.
A little bit,
the
younger kids, yeah.
But right now, we're going to send out Mr. Frankie and Bergamo on a limo. Guido's limo. Don't forget, call him Medford, you know.
They just pulled up, actually, right over there.
Yeah.
It's 1-800-GAZADEECH. If you can spell that on your phone, that's the number for Guido's limo. So, Frankie, we're going to send you along.
All right.
And at this point, 2:30 in the afternoon, during the parade, believe it or not.
What?
Is that the Medford High Band I hear coming up?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It sounds like the Medford High Band.
Yeah, they're one of the first ones.
Yep. I'm very excited, and especially for you to do your segment now.
I know, right?
We'll do the likes and the shout-outs while the Medford High Band comes passing by us. Hey, Christopher, can you pass me one of those cold beverages?
I sure can.
Oh, excellent. Oh, root beer, my favorite.
I love root beer floats.
Yes, I like it, the diet root beer without the root.
I can't confirm, but I heard there'll be a root beer float this year.
Oh!
Can't confirm.
No
just
way.
Just can't wait to see that. Yeah, well, it's working out.
You know what?
Sponsored by the A&W.
I think I heard that, and you know what? It's going to have like a volcano with like real root beer like floating on the top, like a big avalanche of root beer coming down in a mountain.
Ooh, kids, bring your cups filled with ice cream. That's a treat.
I know, sir. Oh, very nice beer.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monty Walsh just passed by. Yeah.
Very good.
One of the front lead men right in front of the Medford band, which I love.
Yep. He had time for Medford today.
He absolutely did.
Nice guy.
He is.
Also, we do have some famous alum that may be stopping by. Former host of the Today Show. And alum, Meredith Vieira.
Yes,
Tufts alum.
Very lovely to see her.
She's going to be visiting us later, yes.
Oh, we can't wait. Oh, it's a fun-filled, packed day. And I'm so glad the weather held up for us.
I know, right? We were nervous about that.
Beautiful. So, team, all right, we'll just send Frankie off.
Yep.
All right, and
bye, Frankie.
Next segment, we'll check in with Frankie, see how the parade's going around the route. Okay. How's that sound, buddy?
Sounds great.
All right, so Frankie's off on the Guido limousine. It is 1-800-SKUNJILI. You can check that out and hire them for any function, any meal that you want to go to, because you're not coming back without...
Right.
Without a limo or a wheelbarrow or something, all those Italian meals. All right, Frankie, we'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
We'll check in with you next
segment. All right, Frankie,
segment.
Talk to you soon.
And Tina Marie, why don't you
lay
the shout-outs between the bands. Yeah.
We have 9 new likes this week. Linda Catalino, Bill Powers, Bam Rose, Lisa Gallant, Hannah Sach, Abdu Ella Deloney.
Excuse me.
That was a tough name.
He should not be on the parade route. I'm sorry.
Who?
Abdullah.
Abdul? Abdu. He's working at the bank right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
David McDonough, Christopher Breen, and Matthew Kissat. Those are our new likes. Thank you for liking the Giddy Up page.
Yes.
And, as usual, we start with the lovely Jennifer Kanarazinski-Leadham.
Absolutely.
Maren Kim at Mauled and Trans.
Love you, Mom. Love you, Kim.
Bus number 12 with Karen, Ben.
I didn't know we were having a flyby.
Alex.
Of course, it was paper airplanes, but yeah. it's still the same. You know,
it still works.
The meaning is there.
Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
Yeah, my mans.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge. They were on last night, Thursdays, right, from 8 to 10.
I believe they're outside.
I think they are. I thought I saw them. Yeah.
They have the big umbrella and a couple of lounge chairs.
Yes.
And enjoying a beverage and some popcorn and conversing with the clowns.
Yes, and unfortunately, they could not use the sunscreen that they bought today.
No.
Yeah, well.
And I think I see Danny getting a balloon animal made right now. As a matter of fact.
Oh, of course.
He asked for, a dog.
Oh, what's that shape? Oh, never mind.
He asked for a dog.
Oh, it's a poodle.
It's a
right. Okay.
Hey, I own a poodle.
Like, yeah, a poodle's big poodle. Cute.
I'm sorry. It's a hot dog. There you go.
It's a Dachshund. Bus number 100 with Captain Wayno at the wheel.
Captain Wayno.
The century.
Hey, he should have led the parade.
I know. He should have been the Grand Marshal.
That'll be next year.
Kenny Melanson, Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Danny Rosen, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Karen Whitman, Katie Lyons Tardiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Denise Fioretti Mamelet, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack, cab number 19 with Chet. Hope you're feeling better, Chet.
Yes.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. And actually, Cookie said he might try to park and walk up and see us.
Well, he could get some business, you know, taking people.
He could,
home.
Yeah. People need a cab ride, yeah.
Because a lot of the streets are blocked off here at
a lot of them, yeah.
Around the campus.
All the way down to Ball Square and stuff, and some of them.
Well, Broadway, don't even think about going down Broadway.
No, can't go down Broadway, no.
We were going to send Frankie. Where were we going to send him to?
Frankie's going to be going to Bob's. And make sure you bring us back a chicken cutlet.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, sure.
Steak tips. All anybody steak tips? Lunch is over. We can eat steak again.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, give me steak tips up. Right. That'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
Christine Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, John Pierce, Irish Eddie Cordier.
See?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Jen and Rhiannon.
Prince off the hook.
Christina Papalato, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Chris Lyons.
He's who? What is? Oh,
in the Dirty E.
Oh, what? Who's the Dirty E?
The Everett.
Oh! I just thought Ricky and his last name's a verb.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was his girlfriend. Was
you
Dirty
got
E?
That, yeah.
I thought it was Dirty Eve. Eve Plum.
It could be. You never know. Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurrio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary.
Yeah, Esquire Debbie Delish.
Rosemary and Ed Lyons.
By her bodyguard, Rocco Scally.
Yes.
Also being one of the sponsors is Scally Bread.
It is Scally
Bread. That's right, yeah. Scally Bread.
And, yes.
Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Sharla Connors, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and I see over there the Peabody girl, Amy. Amy Giamacco,
representing.
Yes. She came down to support the Giddy Up.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Peabody's in the house, and those are your shout outs.
Well, they're all there.
Woo!
All right.
I feel like I just screamed through that whole thing.
Do you mind if I add a couple here?
No, go ahead. Go right
ahead.
Thank
you very much.
So
I
just got a note handed to me. There are some famous other alumni here who joined us. Speaking of the Simpsons earlier today, Hank Azaria, voice of the Simpsons. Tough Salam is in the audience today.
Thank you, Hank. I love him. He's awesome.
Yeah. Singer, songwriter, guitar player, Tough Salam. Tracy Chapman.
Oh, no kidding. No way.
Yes, she'll be on the fast car float.
She'll be on the fast car float.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she said, just give me one good reason to be here. I said, hey, it's the Tufts alumni float. And she said, I'm there.
I'm in.
Former Red Sox pitcher turned dentist Dr. Jim Lomborg is here as well.
Lomborg, no kidding.
Yeah, Lonnie, wow. Number 16.
Wow.
And actor Oliver Platt. You may know him from his voiceovers on PBS.
Yeah. Yep.
And other things.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to thank those folks
for bringing their presence to our attention.
They're all coming out of the woodwork here. Once you're a Tufts alumni, I got to tell you, you never forget that feeling. You know, who else was a Tufts alumni? Elaine from, from Seinfeld.
Oh, from
Julia
Seinfeld?
Louis-Dreyfus.
But Elaine's character was a Tufts alum.
That's right, she was. The character
was.
Actually, Julia Louis Dreyfus.
No, she was like 15 when she was on Saturday Night Live. She was like 8 or something.
Yeah.
And then she married Brad Hall.
Brad Hall was only 12.
He was a ginger snap back then. Oh, all right. So it's kicking up here. Frankie's on the road. And we're going to check in with him, play a couple songs. You guys want to tune in if you want. I don't know if we'll hear the phones ring. The number here is 617-627-3800. And we're having a great day. It's, let's see. What is it? It is 66 degrees.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Not bad. It's beautiful, overcast, but at least the rain is holding out.
Yes,
I think until 4 o'clock when this wonderful event has passed.
Yep.
And I'm just looking forward to... What are you looking forward to, Chris?
Oh, I don't know. There's just so much... I can't hide my excitement over seeing the great-grandson of the famed pachyderm, Jumbo.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, who can't? Definitely myself also looking forward to seeing Jumbo. And after all these years, Tina Marie, any special...
I cannot wait to see Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown, my favorite clown ever.
Maybe he'll do some magic tricks. Maybe he'll do a Frasier show.
I'm going to get a selfie with him for sure.
And myself, of course, I don't know. Just because I'm an instigator.
Mm-hmm.
Little Woody Woodpecker wouldn't hurt anybody.
There you go.
Well, maybe a little bit. All right, kids. 2:41 in the afternoon. And Tina Marie, take us away, and we'll be right back with a check-in from our man on the street, Mr. Ian Bergamo, and more fun and excitement from the annual Springtime Parade. Thank you. Tell them what we're listening to, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
And
All right, boys and girls, hey, welcome back. All right, let me get on the line.
Woo!
That was a little Green Day there for you. Holiday, because around here at Tufts, it feels like a holiday, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And before that, Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain, and we are no fool in the rain because it is beautiful outside.
Beautiful day. Well, it is. We lucked out.
Nice, right, warm temperatures. Sun beating down on the parade.
It is 2:52 in the afternoon, and of course, the temperature is 66, so I mean, you can't beat that. Except for the overcast. Oh, it's 68 now.
Oh,
how's that? It just bumped up.
Feels hot.
Right next to me, it just bumped up. I think there's a reason for that.
So fortuitous.
And we're going to go live now to Man on the Street, Mr. Frankie Ambergamo. Frankie, you with us?
Hey, can you hear me? I'm out here on Main Street in Medford.
All right, well,
I'm right behind. I'm behind the Ronald McDonald float.
Nice!
And the Donald Trump floats on my right.
Oh, hello.
So we're approaching
Bob's. Is it huge?
It's huge.
Yeah.
The Trump float
is huge.
Can
you hear me okay? You can hear me okay out there?
All right. Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of people out here.
What?
There's a lot of clowns.
I don't know. Are you standing next to somebody with a... Go ahead, Frank.
We're approaching Bob's on Main Street.
We got you back. Okay.
Hey, tell Tony I said hi.
Yeah, I will.
Tony.
Yeah, I'll tell Tony when I go in. We're picking up some steak tip subs and some chicken palm subs.
Oh, nice.
The limo driver is very hungry, so I'm going to get him a salad.
All right.
And two steak subs.
What's the limo driver's name? Is that Rocco Scali?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Right. His part-time job, he works at Mike's Pastry.
Oh, nice. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's not the original Anthony from the Prince Spaghetti commercials, is he?
That's his cousin.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
He's not the Anthony who was fired from the pastry shop because of the way he was filling the cannolis.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the same guy, yeah.
You just be careful on that limo, Frankie.
He's working at the new place here in Medford, Arthur's now.
Yeah, whatever you do, if he offers you a cannoli, say, no thank you, I'm on a diet.
Is it a real limo or is it like a clown car?
No, it's a real limo. It's a stretch limo and a nice TV in here, a digital TV. And we're watching The Godfather.
Yo, wow.
Of course you are.
And we're having some cannolis.
All right, so that's great. So
Excuse me, can you hear me out there?
Well, yeah.
We see Maria Menounos coming out.
She
loves their steak.
Is she with
steak
Kevin, her fiance?
She's with Kevin, her fiance.
Oh, right.
She's a South Medford boy, too.
She's a native of Medford, local girl.
She is. And,
came out to support Medford.
Yeah, the official maid of the springtime parade.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, the official. Although she'll be eating unlike the other maids that we've had with the sashes and the tiaras, she'll be eating the steak and cheese sauce from Bob's.
She will.
Which makes sense.
She said that's her favorite one, right, Frankie?
She said it even on TV,
beautiful.
On the Extra Show,
Remember when we bought a coffee from her at Dunkin' Donuts in 1998?
I do. Yeah.
Before she was discovered?
True story.
Yeah.
Really did.
It is a true story. And I remember buying a record from Chris and
this is
Gary Sharon from Record Town in the Middle Glen Mall.
Oh, there you go. Record Town.
1984.
That's right. That's right.
Too bad it's going to be history.
Unfortunately, it was a 45 of Disco Duck, and they both looked at me like it was something wrong, but I was like, hey, this is Rick Dees. Never mind.
So we're out here on Main Street, and there's a lot of people coming in and out.
This is beautiful. Good turnout.
We got the WMFO float with the Polly B and Tina Marie. And Chris's picture on there.
Oh!
Hey.
Wow, we haven't seen that yet. That's a surprise for us.
Beautiful. It's a rainbow color. Oh. It's in rainbows.
I can't wait
color.
To see that.
I don't want to scare the children.
Never, right?
Oh, there's some beautiful ladies out in front of us now.
Yep.
Which band is that? Oh, that's the Cucaracha School.
That's the Victoria's Secret Band.
And the south end of Medford, right, yes.
The Victoria's
right
Secret
the,
Band.
Right down by the Meadow Glen Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
yes, I think they have an annex. They're putting an annex where Kohl's was.
Yep.
The Cucaracha School.
I do want to give a very...
It's a charter school, by the way.
Speaking of charter schools, I do want to give a very special shout-out. First time in the parade, and bless their hearts, is the alumni of the Helen Keller Institute.
Oh,
yes.
Hey,
a applaud louder, guys.
I got to tell you, well, it doesn't matter. And there's no route for them to take, so they're just wandering the campus, which is nice. Which is nice. So if you see one of them, you know, grab an elbow and escort them back to the parade route.
Yeah, good,
we appreciate
for them.
That. Anyways, so 2:56 in the afternoon. Thank you very much, Frankie and Bergamo. He's going to be on his way down the route.
Yep.
He has a speed pass, which he can go by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, just like at the amusement park. So, Frankie, we'll check in with you next segment.
Okay, and, great. I'll be around here.
So, he's at Bob's now, right?
Yep, at Bob's right now.
Right in front of Bob's, and he says it's happening. Yep. There's plenty of people having a good time eating some Bob's sandwiches.
Yep.
And if you're every 10th person at Bob's, you will get a free supper.
So, sweet.
Yeah, which is nice. All right, thank you, Frankie. And
thank you.
So, we're back here. At the Giddy Up, everything's going right by us so quick.
I know,
I can't
awesome.
Even keep up with it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Tina Marie, why don't we do one more song, and we'll come back with some silly stories.
Okay, yep.
And we'll be back with Frankie, wherever he may be. What do you think, funny man?
I think a lot of things.
Well,
I think the Battle of the Network Stars should have been fought with real weapons, so what do you want from me?
You know what? The Battle of the Network Stars was one of the greatest shows ever. And my problem was I had a gambling problem at 5.
Yeah.
And I always bet on Don Knox to win the thing.
You did?
I always did. I don't know why he never won.
I don't know.
He was a physical specimen.
He was.
Yeah. I put 100 on Don Knotts in the tug of war against Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno and the Hair Bear Bunch. Frankie, you're supposed to be somewhere else. I'm sorry, Frankie. He's still at Bob's, right?
I'm still at Bob's here. Okay. All right, over and out. I'll be back.
Over and out. 10-4, good buddy. All right, kids. Play one more song. We'll be back.
With the festivities.
With the festivities. It's never ending. It's beautiful.
Well, it's awesome.
It's beautiful to us because at least it's not raining. So,
if you've never experienced the parade in person, please come down.
Oh, absolutely.
This is something. It's not as big and garish as Macy's, but I tell you.
It's right up there.
It's right up there. Mm-hmm. It's full of soul. It really is. In the local color, you can't beat it.
Nope. Not at all.
Absolutely not. All right, kids. So, 2:59, we'll be back. We'll check in with Frankie, wherever he's going. We love it. He's like Wiz Waldo.
Yeah.
It's more like Wiz the Mustache.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, and we'll check in with him. We'll be back with some funny, silly news.